All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. this evening. And I'm so glad you tuned in. We have a great show planned. I've been up all night, all last night, planning it. Lots of planning efforts. And what's going on now is the, just recently, in fact, I think it was yesterday, the Lollapalooza tour dates were announced. And so that got me thinking, well, gee, with all this stuff about Lollapalooza, you know, I like to think of myself as an original gangster, an OG of Lollapalooza. I went to the first three, and I think the Lollapalooza now is just when it's in one place. It's only in Chicago. I think it's over a long weekend, but it's not the touring extravaganza that I remember it. So, which is fine. You know, obviously it wasn't really financially feasible back then. But I can't help but think back to those days. And so what that means is that you're going to go there with me, revisiting all of the Lollapaloozas that not only that I attended, but some that I didn't even attend, but that I wish I had attended from 94 and 95. We're going to start things off with Living Color, who were on the second Lollapalooza in 1992. And we're going to hear something from their incredible Vivid record, debut record. It's a great one. And we're going to start off with Desperate People from Vivid, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my
run away from me faster than I new pollution. She's got a paradise camouflage, like a whip crack sending me shivers. She's a pole gonna strip my notion, riding low in the drunken rivers. She's a
that's back with New Pollution, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and off of Odelay. Before that, Dinosaur Jr. with Little Fury Things from You're Living All Over Me, a classic record there. Frequent listeners of the show will remember we had a show devoted just to that record and the book written about it from the 33 and a Third series. Prior to that, Pavement with Gold Sounds from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. Living Colors started us off with Desperate People from Vivid, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. We're having our look back at some of the Wapaloozas that I will remember most fondly. Not that I attended all of them that we're playing from, but certainly the original set, the original grouping. Living Color played in 92, and then we had Pavement played in 95, Dinosaur Jr. in 93, Beck, I think, also in 95. And then we had Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds is up next. We're going to hear Brother, My Cup is Empty from the excellent Henry's Dream record. This is a Thousand Points of Light on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But if I no more whiskey, I have to go home. Oh, brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But if I no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I am the captain of my fate. Tis the bit, the bridle, and the thrashing cane. The stirrup, the harness, and the whip and mane. The pickled eye, and the shrink and brave. Brother, buy me one more drink. Explain the nature of my pity. Let me tell you once again, I am the captain of my pain.
My cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But if I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I cannot blame it all on her. To blame her all would be a lie. For many a night I lay awake, I wish that I could watch her die. See her accusing fingers burn. See flies warm a hateful eye. To watch her groaning in the dirt. See her clicking tongue crack dry.
Brother, buy me one more drink. One more drink of that goodbye.
Do not mock me when I say, let's drink one more before I die.
Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I've been sliding down on rainbows. I've been swinging from the stars. This wretched beggar's clothing bangs his cup across the bars. Look, this cup of mine is empty. Since I've misplaced my desires. Since I'm sweeping up the ashes of all my former fires. So brother, be a brother. Fill this tiny cup of mine. And please send me get a whiskey. I have no head for wine.
My cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home. Oh, brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I counted on my blessings and I counted only one. One tiny little blessing and now that blessing's gone. So buy me one more drink, my brother. Take it to
and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home. Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
Thank you.
All right, Smashing Pumpkins with Fristessa from Gish, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Courtney Love's Hole with Teenage Whore from the Pretty on the Inside record. Sorry about that delay there. I don't know what happened. I was trying to, you know, it's funny. I was trying to find a song by Tool, and I couldn't really find the one that I wanted. Before I knew it, I didn't have enough time. Rookie mistake, I know. Sonic Youth before that with Bull and the Heather from Experimental Jet Set, Trash and No Star. And then it was the Jesus Lizard starting things off with Then Comes Dudley from Goat. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our show devoted to Lollapalooza's past. I am the ghost of Lollapalooza's past. So we had the Jesus Lizard, and they played in 95. And then we had, Sonic Youth, and they were in also in 95. And then we had the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm sorry, we had Hole. And Hole played in, they played in, 95 as well. And then we had Smashing Pumpkins, and they played in 96, I think. Yeah. Nope, 94. And then it was these guys. I have one story about these guys. When I was interning at WHFS, I'm talking about this next band we're about to play, Screaming Trees. I was an intern, and I was coming around this hallway, kind of down towards where the studio is, and or was. And long before I got there, maybe about, 20, 30 paces, maybe 10, probably 10 or 15. Anyway, before I got to where that was a little area outside the studio where the bands who were going on the air are supposed to sit and sort of hang out, this very strong odor was wafting its way down the hallway. Really strong. I didn't really know what to make of it. I thought, maybe it was Pat Faris didn't do his laundry. Maybe Bob Watt didn't shower. I don't know what was going on. But no, there in front of the studio in this little area where the bands could sit and hang out, it was the Screaming Trees, these four gentlemen, two of them extremely large, and they were so smelly, I couldn't even believe it. Nobody had showered. They'd probably been rolling around in their own filth on the van or whatever for like weeks. And that was them. And I said, hey, and they said, and that was it. And I walked past, and I threw up into it. No, I didn't, but very strong smell. It was, it was a very rock and roll moment, kind of. I mean, they didn't look hungover, but they just looked unwashed. Anyway, we're going to hear All I Know from Dust, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Said you better stay, for it's all gone away. Shut up!
All right, the excellent L7, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that is Pretend We're Dead from Brixar Heavy. Before that, Rage Against the Machine, Rage, with Down Rodeo from Evil Empire, Soundgarden prior to that with Jesus Christ Pose from Bad Motorfinger, and we started things off with Screaming Trees, All I Know from Dust. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, we're having a look back at the Lollapalooza shows of note. I guess they're all tours. They took a break between 97 and 2003. And when they resumed in 2003, it was just a weekend or a series of weekends. Actually, that's not true. 2003 was, it was out between 97 and 2003. It didn't exist. In 2003, it came back for a tour, but I think it didn't really have any, I think it was kind of dead at that point. And then, it went over to change its format and it became, they missed 2004. It was canceled. That was year it was canceled. And then after that, 2005, it became a weekend in Grant Park in Chicago. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Let's move on. Unless you want to hear where all these, when all these bands played. Of course, L7 would have been in. Did you know 311? 311 played. My word. So we heard Rage Against the Machine. That was in 93. And then we heard, which I think I saw them. I did see them in 93. And then we also had L7 in 94. And we had, of course, Soundgarden in 92, Screaming Trees played in, oh, that was my whiskers on the microphone. Ew, that's gross. Screaming Trees played in 96, and we're going to continue on now with something from Primus. Now, Primus headlined in 93. It was amazing to me is that they were so big back then, and they had legions of fans, and of course, their calling was, if you were seeing them and you liked them, you would yell out, Primus sucks, as loud as you could.